Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to Visionary Christian Church of Jesus Christ. And today we're going to start on chapter 3 of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we come to you now, Lord. We ask you to give us what you want us to know. Let your word burn in our hearts and in our minds. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, we're going to learn the ministry of the Holy Spirit concerning creation, scriptures, Israel, Satan, Jesus, the sinner, the church, and believers. Our key verse today is John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. The purpose of this chapter is to describe ministries of the Holy Spirit from creation of the world through his present ministry to believers. In the creation, the Holy Spirit was active in creating the earth. And there was the earth, and it was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis 1:2. Thou sendest forth thy Spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. Psalms 104:30. The Holy Spirit ministry involves the written word of God, which is called the Holy Scriptures or the Bible. Revelation. To human writers, the message of God. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. The Holy Spirit was inspiration. He guided these writers to the message so that the message would be accurate. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for the doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. The Holy Spirit's illumination, he enlightens the human hearts to understand the message of the gospel. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, not some things, all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And that's when you get that revelation knowledge. And it's pretty amazing, you know, to see. The nation of Israel was chosen by God as a people through which he could reveal himself and fulfill his master plan in the world. Though Israel, that the Messiah came to save men from their sins. The experience of Israel provided an example both of success and of failure for believers. For Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, the gospel message spread throughout the world. The ministry of the Holy Spirit to Israel is evident from the very beginning of the nation. The Holy Spirit came upon the leaders of Israel. Too many examples of this to reproduce all the verses as part of this manual. The references are listed in the further study section of this chapter. Study of this subject will provide understanding of how the Holy Spirit moved into the lives of people during Old Testament time. And friends, go to, if I didn't say it in the beginning of the study, go to freebiblecollege.com, log in, go to the top left corner, go to the student page, and then go to the download center. There you'll find all the PDFs and everything that we're going to study these next 2 years. The Holy Spirit came upon Israel's places of worship. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle. Exodus 40:34. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. 1 Kings 8:10. The Holy Spirit guided them to the promised land. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from thy mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness so that they lacked nothing. Nehemiah 9:20. Upon Israel during the tribulation. The tribulation is a future time of great trouble on earth. God will place a special mark of protection on Israel. And listen to this, because this, I believe we're in these kind of days. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2 and 4. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. And when you see four horsemen, four angels, that means in the world, that means the world stage, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed, listen up, sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Now those will be those left behind during the Great Tribulation. They'll have that mark on their foreheads, 144,000. I heard of the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. The Holy Spirit will come upon Israel during the millennium. The millennium is 1,000 years of peace during which Jesus will reign on the earth. And I, Zechariah 12:10, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they perceived, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. The Holy Spirit even has a ministry concerning Satan. The Holy Spirit is restraining spiritual force that limits the power of Satan. Because you remember, when the rapture happens, all the full effect of hell on earth will be felt. And the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit of God, will remove the shackles from Satan. And he'll go to and fro the earth. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59:19. When the Holy Spirit is removed from the world, the spirit of the Antichrist will have control for a period of time. The Antichrist will be an evil world leader. Turn, if you will, to 2 Thessalonians 2:7-12. Excuse me. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who know now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. What's the spirit of his mouth? The sword of his mouth. What's the sword of the spirit? It's the word of God. Ephesians 6:17-18. Even him who concerning is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Because remember, the Antichrist will do supernatural wonders, and many will fall away and can call him the Lord and Christ and all that stuff. That's why you have to know what's in your word and study diligently, because you will not have a leg to stand on if you don't know what's coming. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had the pleasure in unrighteousness. And there are going to be many, many millions of people who have denied Christ. You know, some people, we went to door-to-door ministry at one time, knocking on the door, and a guy walks, you know, people walk up on the door and says, well, I'm not buying. What are you selling? I'm not selling nothing. I'm here for your soul. You know, and they just either slam the door shut, and so it will be on that day. But look at the mercy of the Lord. He will give people several more years while hell's let loose on earth to repent and still give their heart to Jesus up to a certain point, and then they will be done. Until they receive the mark of the beast, then they're done. The ministry of the Holy Spirit was evident in the life of Jesus. Jesus was conceived by the Spirit. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Matthew 1:18-20. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary, espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, and take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1:18-20. The Holy Spirit is anointed, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Matthew 3:16. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Key word, deliverance. To the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set liberty to them that are bruised. Luke 4:18. That thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Hebrews 1:9. sealed by the Holy Spirit, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God, Father, sealed. And, you know, we all confess Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. We're all sealed by the Holy Spirit. Led by the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus was led up of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, Matthew 4:1. Empowered by the Spirit. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you, Matthew 12:28. If I cast out devils, so we have the authority to cast out devils. Because Jesus said himself, greater things they will do than him. Filled by the Spirit. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. That means he had full measure. Offered through the Spirit. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Quit sinning. Purge yourself. Remove all wickedness from your mind and your body and your soul. And seek God with all your heart, and all your mind, and all your strength. Raised by the Spirit. For Christ also have once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring unto us God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection of the dead. Romans 1:4. He commanded his disciples through the Spirit. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Acts 1:2. The Holy Spirit's ministry concerning the sinner was described by Jesus. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. John 16:7-11. The church. The Holy Spirit serves several purposes in the church. He formed it. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. Do you understand what that means? That you're considered saints in the household of God and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for the habitation of God through the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 2:19-22, fires its worship. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. The Holy Spirit directs its missionary activities. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Acts 8:29. Now when they had gone through Phrygia in the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, They essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. What's the gospel? It's the good news. To preach the good news. The Holy Spirit selects its ministers. You have to be selected by God to be a minister, pastor. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and unto all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. He anoints its preachers. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. The Holy Spirit guides its decisions, for it is seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Acts 15:28. The Holy Ghost baptizes with power. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit serves as an important purpose in the lives of believers. The Holy Spirit convicts. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts of sin to draw men and women to Jesus. Okay? The Holy Spirit draws men and women. You could not come and become a believer without this ministry of the Holy Spirit. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not of me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Who's the prince of this world? The prince of the power of the air. And that's Satan. The Holy Spirit regenerates. The Holy Spirit changes your life when you become a believer. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus answered and said unto him, Very, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. John 3:3-7. The Holy Spirit sanctifies. The Holy Spirit takes this life which has been changed by salvation and it enables righteous living. But we were bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Holy Spirit in belief of the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. The Holy Spirit baptizes. Chapter 4 of this manual, the next chapter we're going to study, will have this in depth. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts 2:4. Spirit dwells within. The purpose of this indwelling is to strengthen the new nature received through salvation. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of God which is in you, which ye have of God, and it is not of your own. You are no longer yourself. So when you continue to sin, you grieve the Holy Spirit. you get convicted. But if you continue to sin and you profess to be a Christian, then you store up wrath for yourself. And then a good dose of Hebrews chapter 12 will fall upon you, and that's the chastisement of the Lord to change you. Matter of fact, there's a friend of mine at work. He's going through some changing. And he said he's learning it the hard way. But at least he's listening. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. You know, some friends, people that know me back in Florida, they know what kind of man I was. And I'm living proof there's a God. No doubt about it. No doubt about it at all. I can prove it. But if ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. That's Galatians 5, 16, and 18. The Holy Spirit strengthens that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That is Ephesians 3:16. The Holy Spirit unites. The Holy Spirit makes a believer one in other believers. This is called the unity of the Spirit. But he that is joined unto the Lord is of one spirit. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that but one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. That was a tongue twister. For by one Spirit all are baptized into the one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. Guides. How be it then, the Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you in all truth. Not some truth, all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. And I know about that because I've written it down. We're going to stop right there. We have a few more pages to go to. You know, friends, if this is your first time tuning in, stay tuned, because every Friday night we're going to have this. And, you know, if some of you out there have not confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, pray this prayer. Father God, I come to you now. I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. You prayed that prayer. Would you send me an email to visionarychristianchurch@gmail.com? I have some gifts I'd like to send to you. And, you know, stay tuned. And some helps, if you need prayer, send it to Visionary Christian Church of Jesus at gmail.com. It's always fun to speak the word, but folks, let me tell you something. God's word, when it's spoken, never comes back void. So drop those seeds and be a workman and a good soldier for Christ Jesus. And never lay down your weapons.